We continue our focus on this year's Women in Ag Award recipients, courtesy of AFSC. Now, today we're looking at the Innovator category, which celebrates those who find innovative solutions to challenges in the world of agriculture, be they economic, social, or environmental issues. And this year's recipient is Skylar Vanderveld of Mayerthorpe. The person who nominated her says not only is she passionate about the ag industry and has dedicated her time to help others in the field, she's also the co-founder of a company called Business Wide View, an app built by farmers and ranchers for farmers and ranchers, so they can access a one-stop shop for any information that they happen to be looking for. We had a chance to chat with Skylar about Business Wide View and how it feels to win an AFSC Women in Ag Award.
Greatly appreciated the individual that nominated me, and I think awards like this and ceremonies like this are great advocates for our industry and reward you to keep going and keep fighting for what we all believe in.
Let's just talk a little bit about what you do in the world of agriculture. Are you a farmer? Are you a business person? Where do you fall within the sector?
A little bit of everything. My family is cow-calf producers, grew up on a ranch, and still help out there as much as I possibly can. We also run an equine facility just east of Mayerthorpe, Alberta. So we are constantly putting on events and bringing more youth into our Western way of life. We also have created a platform called Business Wide View that centralizes all the valuable and relevant agriculture information for farmers and ranchers to get the kind of information they need to better their business.
What's your role in Business Wide View?
Business development and Business Wide View, digital marketing. So sit in lots of meetings and promote our industry. We also host a podcast. So constantly finding new guests and having great conversations with other producers.
How long has Business Wide View been around and how has it changed since you guys started?
Business Wide View is quite young. We're only about 2 years old, but it's changed greatly over time. We've gotten more users, more people recognize our brand and our name, and a lot more people want to jump on our podcast and talk about their operations, the struggles and benefits of being in agriculture and what we need to work on as an industry. We're all in this together. So Business Wide View wants to work with other agriculture companies and pull the rope in the same direction.
So from what you've seen and the work that you do with Business Wide View and the experience that you have in agriculture and farming, what would you say is the future of women in agriculture and what would you like to see happen?
Oh, women in agriculture have always played a huge role. I think, you know, as the years pass on, a little different from how it was back in the day, but women are out there working a lot more with the men and beside them. And I think that's great. I'm an advocate for women in agriculture. I think there's no one better that can help a calf in their first few hours of life than a caring woman's hand and make good meals and keep the men fed. So I think women play a huge role, and I think we'll continue to see a lot more women go into agriculture and stay into agriculture because it's a great lifestyle, and it's a great lifestyle to raise children in as well.
Kind of off the top, you mentioned the Western way of life. If you were to tell somebody who came from the city about the Western way of life, or maybe to a person from another country or from another part of Canada, what would you describe as the Western way of life?
I think Canada is the best place to be a producer. I think our country's amazing, but it's a rewarding work. It's long hours. It's demanding work, but there's nothing better in the world than waking up with your family and going and riding through cows or, you know, like I said, tending to a brand new calf and just watching the progress as the year goes on, whether it's watching your crop grow or watching your calves grow to a good, healthy weaning weight. There's nothing better in the world, and it's a simple way of life, and you kind of get to get away from the outside world and some of the struggles that maybe come with this day and age and just get to be authentic.
Is there anything that you'd like to add that we didn't touch upon?
Just if you're interested in agriculture, if you're a consumer, someone who hasn't been in it, reach out to a local producer or go on Business Wide View and ask questions. We're all here to help, and we're here to educate in any way we can because our industry needs help, and that's what we're here for.
In the work that you've done with Business Wide View and the podcast that you've done, have you ever run into a farmer who doesn't want to share their story?
No, I think that's changed. Maybe a few years ago, people didn't talk about how many acres they had or how many head that they ran. But I think as time goes on, producers as a whole realize we need to get our story out there so someone else doesn't tell it for us. So people are willing to talk, and we're always willing to share. And lots will even do is as much as give you a tour of the operation, and you can spend a day with them and see what goes into making our food.
That's Skylar Vanderveld, who farms near Marathorpe and one of the co-founders of the business-wide View app for farmers and ranchers. This year's recipient of AFSC's Women in Ag Award in the Innovator category. I'm Cheryl Brooks. This is the Rural Connection.